Time for us to make our weekly visit with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
Rich, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Good to have you back. We missed you. You were on the road the last couple of weeks having some great adventures and doing some terrific work along the way. I have to ask you, how was your first visit to the kennel?
Oh, it was amazing, man. It was, you know, it was one of those bucket list items to go to a Gonzaga game out there in Spokane. And, you know, to have it be a night where Adam Morrison, the great Zags player, former NBA player, was getting his number raised to the rafters, that was a little added treat. And the experience was great. You know, it's, you know, you're talking about a top five team. And when you look at some of the players they've turned out over the years, whether it's Sabonis, Olynyk, Hachimura, I mean, they've turned out some great talent over the years. Zach Collins, you could throw in that mix. And so just to be able to see that kind of program and that kind of atmosphere was awesome.
Yeah, it's a great area, too. I was out there a little over a year ago broadcasting a Maine football game against Eastern Washington. And that's that's a nice little town, Spokane.
Yeah, nice town and always green out there. And, you know, it's that evergreen state, they call it out there. And no, the weather was nice, too. And so it feels like the other side of the earth, as long of a flight as it is. But some great people out there. You're right.
Well, now we have to talk about the downside of things, and that's the performance of the Celtics last night against the Brooklyn Nets. What happened?
Hey, I'm still trying to figure it out, right? Because you give up 51 points in the fourth quarter. You score 34 points yourself in that quarter. You think you're going to win that game. And then you look at the final box score. You look at the numbers. I mean, they could have given up 50 points in the fourth and still won, but they had to give up 51. And I just think there was no defensive intensity out there, because I'm not going to blame it on the offense, Rich. You know, people will point out, well, they only scored 2 points in overtime. True. But if you score 34 points in the fourth quarter, you should be able to get a win. And you were up 17 going into that quarter. So defensive breakdown, not enough intensity. They let Caris LeVert, who had 51, you know, pretty much outscore them in the fourth quarter and OT combined. And so they just played soft down the, you know, the stretch of that game, which is unusual for the Celtics team.
Marcus Smart wasn't very happy with the officiating last night. Was he right to be upset?
I don't think so. You know, I'm not sure exactly what he was upset about, but, you know, the foul call, you know, with 0.2 seconds left that gave LeVert the three free throws, that was a foul. I mean, and the ref that he was angry with after the game is the one that made the back call. So, you know, maybe that's why he was upset. Maybe he didn't think LeVert was in the shooting motion, but I thought it was a good call. And if you're smart, you got to be smarter than that, right? You can't you know, allow the refs to have any thoughts of calling a whistle. You know, if LeVert hits a desperation Hail Mary kind of three, that's one thing. But to foul him and send him to the line like that, you know, Smart only has himself to blame. He, you know, for this instance, he has to look in the mirror. No need to blame the refs. The Celtics had more than an ample opportunity to win this game, and they just didn't do their job.
Cavaliers tonight, what's the health of the team going into this one?
Well, they're banged up, right? No Kemba Walker, no Gordon Hayward, no Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum's probable after being sick last night. And so, you know, you may only have, you know, one normal starter, you know, on a wing, like a Tatum and Tice, I guess, would be your second starter. And then you got to throw in Marcus Smart. And so now is an opportunity for guys like we saw Carson Edwards last night, Romeo Langford, some of these young guys. And I would never have thought I'd say a road game at Cleveland in March this year would be a big game. This is a big game. You know, you got Utah coming in on Friday. You got OKC, a tough team coming in on Sunday. You've already lost a few in a row here. So you don't want this streak to keep on going. So it's a big game tonight.
Let's talk a little Red Sox here. Kyle Draper with us from NBC Sports Boston. This awful offseason has gone from bad to worse, it looks like, with the bad news for Chris Sale, and he's out seeking, what is it, a third, fourth, fifth opinion now?
Right. He's just looking to hear somebody, you know, give him the go-ahead and not give him the devastating news. Think about it. You know, if you get a second opinion, the only reason you get a third opinion is because you didn't like what you heard the second time, right?
And right.
So he's out there fishing around trying to get, you know, some good news, and this is devastating, right? This is a gone year. this is a year that, you know, and at Chris Sale's age too, right, in his body build, you hate to see this coming on a new contract and everything. And, you know, this guy's been on the shelf since, what, August or so?
Right.
Well, how come he didn't have, you know, surgery back then? Or, you know, what's the deal here? Why are we waiting so long? And now he could possibly miss this entire season, maybe some of next season. And you get rid of David Price and Mookie Betts. To me, it sounds like the Red Sox are punting on this season before it even begins.
Well, it sure feels that way. You know who's not punting? Those Boston Bruins. What a big win last night over the Lightning, the beast of the East.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a statement win, right? You know, because, when it's all said and done, the Bruins are a great team, obviously. But you're going to have the Tampas in your way. You're going to have the Capitals in your way. And to be able to handle those teams, I think those are statement kind of wins. We had a discussion on air the other day, which team is more likely to win a championship, the Bruins and the Celtics. And, you know, I said the Celtics, but you got to feel the Bruins have, you know, the easier path, right? That they've proven they're the best team. But as you know, in the playoffs, anything can happen. You know, just a year ago, Tampa thought they were the best team, thought they were a shoo-in to get through the East, and we saw what happened. And so, you know, we've seen the Bruins play pretty well, I'd say 80% of this season. You know, they had a hiccup or so, you know, about a month or two ago. But that was impressive last night. Tough, hard-nosed, gritty, hard-fought kind of win.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have apparently talked, varying reports on how it may have gone. But I ask you this, Kyle, if Tom Brady goes, what's the bigger loss to this team for this coming season? Would it be the departure of Tom Brady or the one we know that's already happened, and that's the retirement of Dante Scarnecchia?
Well, that's a good question, right? Because I think, you know, when you look at it, even if Brady came back, the loss of Scarnecchia to me would still be huge, right? We've seen it before, you know, when Scar left and hung him up and retired. Brady struggled. They had issues protecting him. Not only the loss of Scarnecchia, but let's say you turn to a guy like a Jared Stidham, a young quarterback. You know, the one thing you want is a solid offensive line in front of him. And without Scar, you got to imagine that offensive line is going to take a step back. And so I would still say the bigger loss is Tom Brady, just because he's the guy out there on the field. But if you lose your quarterback, you know, and your O-line coach, and, you know, to me, that's a major loss. And I don't know how you replace Tom Brady. I don't care if you go out there and get Andy Dalton, Bridgewater, whoever it may be. They still won't be Tom Brady. You know, the greatest quarterback of all time to me is irreplaceable. And so I would think it would be a devastating loss. You throw Tom Brady out there, at least you know you're probably going to make the playoffs. Any other quarterback out there, I'm not sure about. You know, I got questions. And so we'll find out here pretty soon, right? You know, less than 2 weeks, I guess, before the new league year. And hopefully we'll have some answers here soon.
6:30 tonight for Celtics pregame live?
Yeah, half-hour Celtics pregame live. Tommy's in studio. I got to get Tommy's take on what happened last night, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he had to be sitting there watching it, just losing his mind. So I'm going to ask him about that. And this is like sort of a kind of a must-win game against the lowly Cleveland Cavaliers here in March.
We'll be watching tonight, NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, we thank you as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll visit again next week.
All right, Rich, talk to you soon, man.
That's Kyle Draper every Wednesday on Downtown. Our Boston Insiders are brought to you by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing 3 to 6. Specials during games like tonight's Celtics game. Great service and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Otlin Road in Bangor.